Welcome back to Equal Time Soccer. I'm Mark Pavratsky. We just left you yesterday with a different summer league kickoff, but guess what? It is the season. We're seeing teams doing tryouts, announcing players. Today, we want to highlight Superior City FC women's side in their second year of the UPSL up here in the Upper Midwest. We have head coach Aaron Blanchard and forward Naya Wilson. Thank you for joining us, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I told Aaron and Naya before we let our biases show honestly on in equal time. So I spent a lot of time in the Twin Port. So I love seeing the success of this team last year. I rewatched, I spoke to last year's coach, Sharon Lottie, a week before the opener, and she kind of had no idea what to expect because it was a new league, couldn't watch teams. Well, it happened to finish okay, finishing the top half of the table, making the playoffs in the first year for people who didn't pay attention last year. Naya, you were part of that squad. You won plenty of games. Like I said, made the playoffs. Talk about what you took away and maybe if it was different than your expectations going in.
Yeah, I guess going in for me, I was also with Sharon. I really didn't know what to expect. I mean, of course, going in, there's speculation. People are going to talk. They're going to say, oh, this team's supposed to be super good. Like this team we don't know about, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So it was just kind of, you show up and you don't know what you're going to get. So that was kind of fun, just the variability of it. Mm-hmm. For me, it also held kind of like a deeper importance just because a lot of the girls that made the team last year are people that I grew up playing like club soccer with. And mm-hmm. so that was super special for it to be around the area. So I think for me, I knew that going in, regardless of outcomes, I knew it was going to be a good time and be worth my time just because now I'm like 22 years old and having that full circle moment was super cool. And to be able to do that again this year and close out my career with a summer team that I grew up with, I think that's just like super special and super cool.
Mm-hmm. It was something that made me easily kind of gravitate to covering the team. One is because there was only a couple teams in the UPSL who made it very forthright to be covered. So like Vlora FC, who's great. I know someone who works for them, Katie Brink, who's always in the bar with me. But it was a unique thing about Superior City in terms of having that local talent. Of course, a lot of you had played together against each other growing up or together at Gichigami or in the college rivalries. Talk about maybe, was there anything about you all taking on as an exclusively kind of Twin Ports based squad, taking on like girls from the cities or people with bigger pedigree on paper? Was there something to that in terms of what brought the team together to have some success?
Yeah, I think for sure, like, I know throughout the years I've played with different people and like played different play styles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I think we had an easier time meshing as a group. Obviously we've all gone off to college and have different play styles we're playing in, but mm-hmm. I think that background of playing together when we were younger, and then also like there was, I don't know how many UWS girls, but like we all mm-hmm. play the same play style. So the meshing came super easy. Whereas mm-hmm. those teams from the cities are comprised of, girls from a bunch of different schools, whereas our pool was more like grouped. We have mm-hmm. like groups of schools. So it's kind of nice that you can mm-hmm. mesh easier in a way, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's something that was apparent in terms of the quality. Aaron, you are coming in. You're someone who has experience in the Twin Ports. You came in as a player at UWS. So we've got a lot of UWS energy on here. I'm trying to hold down for Morris. I didn't wear my Morris shirt. I wanted to respect the UWS. They weren't in the UMAC when I was there. I'm old enough that it's irrelevant, but Aaron, you played at UWS. You've been a coach in the area. But this is kind of a cool experience to be able, this is the Twin Ports women's team in terms of a summer attraction. How did you first hear about the club? And what were your impressions last summer when you saw it start out?
Yeah, you know, I heard about the club when it first started up, when I was an assistant here at Northland. You know, you kind of just heard about it starting up and everything like that. And, you know, where I really got the interest from to become the coach was from Naya's coach. Both coaches at Superior, Joe Mooney and Allison DeGroat, they were the ones that told me, hey, you should really consider, you know, looking at being the coach for Superior City FC. They need somebody. You know, they knew I liked the area. And, you know, so we talked a little bit about it, and the interest just kind of grew. The more I talked with them, I talked with Caden, you know, over about a month and a half of talking about things and kind of seeing what it would look like for me. you know, it was kind of a no-brainer. I think it's going to be an amazing experience. Mm-hmm. I think there's a bunch of talents in the Twin Ports, UMD, Scholastica, Superior, mm-hmm. All the high school players. And I think last year they proved, hey, we're better than maybe everyone else thinks we are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that excites me. You know, I've seen the talents up here. I played with the talents up here. Mm-hmm. I've coached it. And, you know, that was one of the most exciting things for me, was being able to now put all of them together. Right. Yeah. So that's going to be a cool experience this summer. Mm-hmm.
You're a part of a trend. I mean, I think something about the UPSL is it's opportunities for players. It's also opportunities for coaches. There is a bit of a trend of some younger coaches in these summer leagues, where you're getting a chance to do things at a level, not with kids or not with students. Right. And so it's kind of a level up for you too. But you've been a head coach just for a few years. Northland College is your recent gig. Of course, I'm familiar with, in Ashland. Talk mm-hmm. about the challenges of leading a program like that. Cause it's Division III, but it's even, for people who know the UMAC, you know, it's even more, it's even less maybe vigorous in terms of athletics than like the MIAC and some other like bigger D3 conferences. So it's very much academic students who are getting a broad experience. I wonder what that's like for you to lead a program like that as a head coach.
Yeah, I mean, I think every school has its challenges. You know, every school is different with its own, you know, whether it's academic challenges, you know, rural area, big city, you know, what do people want? What do people like? Mm-hmm. So I think every school's got, you know, its own challenges in different ways. And, you know, I think for me, you know, there's been a challenge of kind of where we're at, right, from a competitive level. Mm-hmm. And, you know, recruiting wise right now, we're starting to get players that are of maybe higher caliber, that are here for soccer, right? They're here to win. They're here to compete. And the team I have right now is phenomenal. I absolutely love being with the team. And, you know, when I took over, I think there was a lot of uncertainty from their side of things, but also mine. And mm-hmm. you know, we've had a great year in my first year. It's been a lot of fun. We've had a blast. We've competed hard. You know, were we the best team this year? No. Mm-hmm. But we worked hard, we competed well, and you know, we've got a great culture and foundation that we're looking to build on for the future. And right now we're going to be adding some athletes that fit that mold and that want to be a part of something like that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, challenges, every school's got their challenges. But I think, you know, we highlight the good stuff and the bad. You know, I'm very transparent with everyone. And, you know, we want athletes that are going to want to be here and be mm-hmm. a part of what we're trying to build. And, you know, for me, that's just the way of looking at it.
Yeah. Well, plenty of lessons in recruiting for you to take to this next team. And also, I mean, it's not even a different route. It's some of the same players, right, that you'd be talking to. Right. I wonder, so we know there's going to be open tryouts this Sunday, which will be up there. I'm excited to get back up to the Twin Ports and see the big water, but we'll be at those tryouts. I wonder for you, Naya, this being the second year, knowing that there's probably a certain amount of your squad, maybe you expect to come back. I don't know how much of that is formalized, but I'm sure you'll want to see the tryouts this Sunday. What do you remember about the tryout process last year? And do you remember, you know, were there any surprises, or, you know, had you gone through a process like that where it was kind of open?
Yeah. I think thinking back to my most recent tryout would have to be club. So yeah. it had been quite some time, and going in, it's a little nerve-wracking. It's like, mm-hmm. I don't know, when you come to college, you have your spot on your team. It's been offered. You don't need to, obviously mm-hmm. you need to like play for your spot and things like that, but it's way different than an open tryout. So I think I'm hoping the weather holds out and we'll be able to be outside, because last year they were indoors, which poses a little more difficulty just like surface wise, things like that. But I'm super excited for Sunday. I think it's going to be a super good turnout. I know we have a lot more girls coming out from our squad. So I would imagine that's the same amongst other squads. So mm-hmm. I'm just super excited, a little nervous, but hey, it'll be good.
Uh-huh. What do you think? We kind of touched on this, but you talked about it in terms of chemistry, but maybe so in terms of more what happened on the field, in terms of what your strengths were with tactics or technical skill, what do you think was the strength of the squad? I was able to watch the team maybe once or twice, but I didn't, you know, get a full read on it. So what do you think you're carrying back this year in terms of your strengths on the field?
Well, I think first off, I think we have like a lot of depth. Like you have your starting 11 or whatever, but then you look to the bench and it's just as strong. I think one positive that stood out to me last year was, I know at UWS we enjoy to play possession style. So I think for me, that's when I feel best is when we're possessing the ball and things like that. And I think we got pretty good at that throughout the year. Obviously we had to work to mesh and build that chemistry, but I feel like the possession style, moving the ball around, when that was happening, good things were happening. So I guess for me, that's what I'd say.
Yeah. What did you do in previous summer league seasons, Naya? Did you just take a break or focus on school or work? What did you do?
So there wasn't really an opportunity for like women's soccer in the summers up here previously. I played in a co-ed rec league just at public school stadiums, just kind of just more of like a rec house league vibe.
And I played in that league, so I'm familiar with it. I was in better shape then, but it was a while ago.
So I mean, obviously like thankful for that opportunity, but this is so great to be able to have something that's more catered to our needs and things like that. And I think that's something growing up in the Northland that we lack, I would say, is opportunities like that. So that side of me is super excited to see what the future holds for like the women soccer players around here, and hopefully other sports as well start to catch on a little more. And so it's just super exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in terms of looking at tryouts, I'm sure, Aaron, you've been thinking a lot about that day because I know you probably have some players in mind returning. But then, of course, you want to see who shows out and what you maybe players that you aren't aware of. How do you see the balance of like in terms of returning players, how many new players you're trying to look, and how much you may see just players from different teams or maybe, you know, increases? Like I know, for example, you only had one player from UMD last year. I don't know if that's a focus of trying to build out from that place.
Sure. Yeah. I think every year, you always want better players, right? That's how it works. You want the team to be better. You know, how can we win more games? How can we get better? And to be honest, in my opinion, everyone's new to me. I wasn't a part of the team last year. I didn't see how we were meshing at practice, you know, in games. I wasn't involved. And, obviously we have great players returning. And I think for me, it's trying to figure out, hey, what is that top group? What's that next group? But they're all new to me. I've obviously coached against Naya, and I know a lot about Naya as a player. I know what she brings to the table. But at the end of the day, she's still new to me, right? Where does she mesh in? How does she mesh in? Stuff like that with everyone that's going to be at tryouts. And so for me, I'm really keeping kind of an open mind to the whole process. And, I just think that that's a fair way to do it. Being someone that's coming into it is to not just have, a set opinion. Oh, well, this is my opinion on Naya when I coach against her. So that's the opinion I'm going to use when I go to tryouts. I don't think that'd be a good way of going about it. So I'm going to keep an open mind going into tryouts for every individual that's going to be there. And I think that's kind of my focus for it.
That's great. I mean, and how much are you able to draw a bit of experience from last year's head coach, Sharon Lottie? I mean, the league, I will say for context for folks, is doubling, right? So there'll be 12 teams. That's been announced. The schedule's not finalized yet, but there's six last year. So, I mean, maybe you could get a bit of insight, but also, of course, it's new. How much are you able to draw on, Sharon or any sort of past resources from last year?
Yeah, there's definitely been, a lot of conversations between, Sharon, Caden, a few others. I've talked to other coaches that I know have watched games, stuff like that. And everything I've gotten has been good. We're going to have a talented team. I do know that. We're going to be doing some things a new way. And that's the other reason I want to kind of keep, get the information that I can about, what the team was like, stuff like that. But whenever you have someone new taking over, things are going to be different, right? And, so gather the information that I can. But ultimately, things are going to be different because someone else will be kind of running things. So try and keep an open mind to all that.
Is there any difference? I ask folks who both do youth coaching and then do college coaching, and then in an experience like this, you're meeting people a bit more as like adult peers, or at least, and it's different than being like students you're coaching or children, for example. And I don't know if that's something, you know, you think about in terms of like your coaching, or is that something, you know, it's just something I think of as a difference between those roles you have to play because you have multiple coaching roles.
Right. You know, I think for me, I don't really think about too much into that stuff. You know, of course, coaching this team versus coaching a U11 team, right? There's going to be complete differences there. You know, I don't necessarily think about that stuff, though. I coach the way I coach. I coach my way. I don't know how to coach any other way. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, I've had guidance along the way through mentors and stuff to help kind of mold where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's I'm just myself. Simple as that. And you know, that's my way of doing things, you know, be myself, coach the way I know how to coach. And, you know, that's the way we're going to do it. I don't really think too much about it. Mm-hmm. I just kind of trust myself.
Right on. And yeah, Naya, I'm curious for you. We want to kind of button the UPL season from last year. I did want to ask you too. I mean, you had some good results. Like I said, you made the playoffs. What were some high, like maybe a high memory and a low memory for you from last year? And then maybe, I don't know if those memories lead to a team you most want to beat this year.
Yeah. I guess for me, going into it, I think Vlora was like the most highly talked about as they're going to show up. They're going to have a good squad. Like, mm-hmm. There was talks that they were going to 10-0 us, like all this stuff. And I'm like, oh boy, what are we getting ourselves into here? But we came out on top against them both times. So I think for me, that one was more like, I felt more personal about it just because mm-hmm. there was that connotation around it. Mm-hmm. So I guess that was, I believe, our first home game of the year. And it was kind of fun because all of my teammates were still on campus. Like, they hadn't gone home for the summer. We had a kind of a big turnout as far as a crowd goes.
Yeah.
So I think that first game in like just our first game in the league and proving that like, mm-hmm. we're legit and we can compete with these teams from the cities. So I'd say that's my high. And then for me, my low, probably I ended up getting a concussion in practice. And then I was out for, I don't know how long it was, like a month. Something like that. So I kind of felt like I missed out on a lot and didn't really get the full experience, but still it was fun to watch the team just do great things even without me on the field and things like that. So it was a lot to be excited about and a lot of dark rooms and naps and things like that, man. To get better. So
that's terrible. Yeah, that's tough. That's as tough of a injury as you could get. What one other question I had for you, Naya, is you know, Minnesota Aurora is a team that gets a lot of attention and obviously like they're on TV. So I think I'm excited that their reserve team is in the UPSL and maybe some of that will rub off. I know a lot of fans are my customers at the bar and they're excited that they'll probably be an Aurora 2 game close in the Metro in the St. Paul, Minneapolis. So I know those should be games with more attention. I don't know if that's something like you notice and think, oh, that'll be a game in the cities where we should be get more fans, or, you know, at least another team that's going to be streaming and giving you something to show for your games.
Right. Yeah, no. I think from that aspect, I think it's just exciting that it's going to grow the game and grow the UPSL women's side. Mm-hmm. For me, I wouldn't say like a big crowd's a super big deal for me, but also at the same time, that exposure and stuff like that is just super exciting for the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'll be a tough opponent for sure, but obviously that's what you want. You want in the summer to be playing people who are at a high level so that you can hone in and be ready for the fall and things like that. So I think it's exciting and I think it'll help everyone.
Selfishly, they're going to play, I think, close to where I live. And so it would mean I could go to the Spear City games to cover it. So let's hope that is the positive out of it as well. I'm going to read a quick ad for a couple of our sponsors. I want to give a shout out to Pence Homes. I live in a Pence home. And have many friends who do. Nate Pence is a great supporter of the local soccer community, including as an owner of Minnesota Aurora FC. Pence Homes realtors, Nate and Lydia, are fantastic, and they can help with buying, selling, remodeling, and everything else. Find them on social media at Pence Homes. We're also brought to you by Modest Brewing. I'm wearing a shirt. The design's on the back. I'm sorry. We have inclusive merch from them. I wear their Hawaiian shirt. I serve a ton of their Modest Dreamyard beer as a bartender, and people love it. They have amazing merch if you want to go to their website or just check out Modest Brewing. Thank you for your support, Modest. It helps us pay for driving up to Superior for the open tryouts next week. We're going to dig in a bit to the non-Superior City experience. We want to get a little of your background. And apologies to Aaron, but I got to talk about Naya's scoring record in the UMAC. Both proud as a UWS alum and maybe on the wrong end of it the last couple of years. Naya, how many, first questions for you. You've played in 70 games at Superior. You started all of them. How many goals have you scored?
I think I'm up to 68. I'm pretty sure that's the count right now.
It is. Yeah. Do you know the assists? How many assists you have?
Somewhere in the 30 range, I think.
36. So 36. Like an assist every other game. You're not just poaching your teammates faster than scoring. You're also facilitating. So Aaron, this is me doing you dirty. I apologize. How many goals has she scored on Northland in the year she's played?
Honestly, couldn't tell you.
It's tough. This last year she had 4. She had 2 and 2.
Okay.
And then the year before she had a 3 goal and 1 assist. And then she had 2 goals the year before, 2 goals and 2 assists in the first spring. So it's been, you've put them up, Naya. You put them up. But that's what's fun about this team. You guys are coming together. I'm sure you'll have, there must have been with that, like last year, just joking about, like, you know, you have Skalaska and UWS players. And then there must be some at least gentle, if not more than that, ribbing between each other, right, Naya?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was that?
Well, I was going to say, is there a name for that rivalry? Because I know it used to be a conference thing. It's not anymore, but it's still one you play all the time. Do you just call it like the Brit? What do you call it?
We actually play for a golden anchor against Scholastica. Sick. So it's the anchor game. Anchor is where it should be right now. So
okay.
That's all.
I love that. Well, look, as a Morris alum, I made jokes about Scholastica yesterday too, and I don't mind that maybe you won that trophy, but I love Scholastica and love that they contribute a lot of players to your guys' team. I did want to ask, I mean, a lot of UMAC success the last few years, like 3 tourney championships in a row, but then of course it's such a brutal step up to try to then make the next step in the NCAA tournament when you're going against the core powerhouse teams. Talk about the challenge of that, because you know you have to try to prepare yourself for a level that maybe you don't get to play day in and day out, you know, during the season.
Yeah, for sure. So I think when I came in, I think 2 years previous the team was 1-16 or something like that, so this turnaround has been quick and it's been super super fun to be a part of. Our head coach, as Aaron talked about, Allison, she's one of the most amazing people I've ever met in my entire life as a human and as a coach. So I think I'm so happy I ended up at UWS and things like that. But as far as preparing for the tournament and things like that, she has done a great job in the past couple of years of making sure that we have a good non-conference schedule that's going to show us what that's like. I think this past year we played lacrosse in the tournament, and our first home game this opening season or this coming season is against lacrosse.
Yeah.
So we're slating in opponents that our possibilities within the tournament, and obviously it's a higher level of play and things like that. And I think the key to that is just keep slating in these non-conference opponents that are at the higher level, and hopefully eventually we can make that jump. And we do compete sometimes against MIAC teams, and we have score lines that are pretty close. I think we beat Scholastica last year. They're a lower level MIAC team and things like that, but just making that jump is hopefully going to happen, but it's going to take some time and playing some non-conference opponents that are a little higher level. But
I'm glad you brought up your coach, Allison DeGroote. She's been there, I think, now 7 years, or this will be her 7th year, something like that. And it is, to look at the record is clear. I mean, it'd be really weird if it was chance, because the record has changed really consistently. And to make that change so quickly is really impressive. So clearly, you said, I mean, you talked about her as a person, just her qualities. I mean, maybe expand on that just in terms of, there's obviously a cluster of talent that's going to lead the Superior City team from UWS. What can you tell her about, more about her in terms of as a coach with you as a player, how she's made you successful, and why there's so many players from her team that, you know, will likely make up a big part of the Superior City squad?
Yeah, for sure. So I think with Allison, it's always a person first kind of thing. Like, you're a person before you're a player. So I think building that relationship makes us want to play so much harder for her. And I think in my 4 years that I've spent in the program, I've learned so many lessons that spread so much further than soccer. And I've learned about myself as a person and learned like what the future is going to hold for me and stuff like that. And so just having that relationship with her where I can go and talk to her about anything, it doesn't have to be about soccer, things like that. It just makes me want to play for her so much harder. And I think that's exactly what my teammates would say. And she also does really know what she's doing as far as the game goes. So it's just, it's a good fit. And she has done amazing things for this program. And it's just super exciting to see her succeed.
Yeah. And by the way, people need a little credential on Allison. She played at UW-Milwaukee, which is a pretty consistently, I don't know if you'd say powerhouse, but they are a consistent winning program from a long time for folks who follow. Like Nicole Lukic played there, and then she was the Aurora head coach. She's now the U.S. youth like head scout for young talent. So, and there's some other coaches I'm forgetting from UW-Milwaukee. I apologize. But yeah, she comes from a pedigree coaching at Augsburg as well for a while and some other places. Aaron, you made your way. We talked about the UWS connection. You grew up in Nebraska, right? Played community college soccer in Iowa. And then how'd you end up in Superior? Because then you were a player at UWS.
Yeah, it kind of happened by chance. You know, I didn't really know much about Duluth, Northern Minnesota, Northern Wisconsin, anything like that. You know, there was a player on our junior college team that had left the year prior and had gone up to Superior. And he just kind of said, oh, you guys should take a look at Scholastica and take a look at Superior. Me and one of my good friends. And so we did, you know, we reached out to Coach Mooney, Coach Barry up there. We went and visited both schools. You know, I'll never forget. It was a beautiful day to go up there, right? We came over the hill in Proctor, and all you saw was Lake Superior, Duluth.
It's gorgeous panorama.
I'll be honest, I was hooked from that point on. You know, I'm a sucker for the outdoors, and so seeing that when we came over the hill was amazing. But it just kind of happened, you know, through word of mouth. You know, buddy said, hey, you should check them out, and you know, the rest is history. You know, just kind of. We loved everything about it. Our visit was incredible. And we knew we'd be successful there. We knew we'd enjoy it as well. And both Coach Mooney and Allison, I consider them mentors, have definitely helped me in my coaching career so far. They're the reason I'm coaching, to be honest with you. I'm sure they would tell you I've been in their office, maybe not right now or anything like that, but back when I was at Superior, I was in their office probably more than they wanted me to be. I tend to talk quite a lot, so.
Well, at least maybe some instincts that there was knowledge to be soaked up. So that's not a bad thing, I guess. In terms of the UWS history that Naya's chasing, you were a part of a special run, Aaron. You got to make the tourney and then beat Augsburg. So that was the first ever tourney win, right? So talk about that experience and getting to beat them. Where'd you play, by the way? Was it somewhere local or like was it in Kansas or something?
It was Minneapolis at St. Thomas before they jumped up to D1. Both years we went to the tournament while I was there, it was at St. Thomas. Great facility, great place to play. Nice, cold, snowy. It was, it's always great to go down there at that time. That was a great year. I mean, my 2 years there, it was two special teams, and special group of guys, you know, that I'd never been a part of something quite like that. Take the winning out of it too. It was just a great group. That year when we ended up beating Augsburg was pretty awesome, though, you know, to do something that someone in the UMAC hasn't done yet or a Superior team hasn't done yet was extremely special. And then to do that with a group of guys who, you know, make it even more special. Right. You know, I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to score the goal to take the lead as well.
I didn't dig deep enough. I didn't even dig deep enough for that. Nice.
And, you know, so for me, it's a little bit more special, that moment. And, you know, till this day, if I had a fifth year, I'd happily go back and play. It was that awesome of an experience, at Superior that, you know, if someone offered me a fifth year, I would happily go back.
Well, and, talk about just the challenge of piecing together different coaching gigs. Cause most of the coaches we interview, they aren't fortunate enough to just be a full-time coach or soccer person in one singular role. Sure. You know, I mean, I got a bartender to supplement this, but honestly, it is a really challenging thing for coaches at times. Talk about you personally, So obviously you are coaching at Northland, you are doing this gig. Do you have other gigs as well? Like, talk about your balance of how you piece this together.
Yeah, it's just, the one other thing I do at Northland is I do run the fitness center. I'm the fitness center coordinator. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of those three things. Outside of that, I don't, have a side gig or anything like that. It's mostly just Northland, now Superior, City FC, and that's about it. And The nice thing is when you're doing Superior, City FC and Northland, you're having soccer conversations. And Naturally, it can kind of mesh together, right? I've talked to our men's coach here about, what I'm trying to do at Superior City FC, all that fun stuff. So I think they kind of mesh together a little bit naturally, which is really nice. So I think from a time standpoint, it hasn't really been tough to manage both of those.
Mm-hmm. What I'm curious, Naya, I wanted to ask you a bit about growing up playing you played for Gitche Gumi, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
So that's the biggest umbrella club in the Twin Ports area for sure. I think my understanding was always, I was never really connected to youth soccer when I lived in Duluth, but a lot of their teams or their top teams just play against the Metro a lot, right? I mean, so in terms of like developing as a player and things like that, I mean, are there even players you're playing in UPSL that you used to like match up against? Because I'm sure you're used to making that drive on 35.
Yeah, I've been on 35 more times than I could ever count. But so growing up playing Gitche, we would travel down to the Metro area a lot. I can't say I remember any of the matchups really. Yeah. That's kind of a distant memory, but
there's too many tournaments. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it was kind of tough for me because I had to choose between high school soccer and club soccer because I'm on the other side of the border and there's no club options in Wisconsin within like a 2-hour radius or anything like that. Yeah. So I ended up going with Gitche, and then I played high school softball. So it was kind of fun. I got to do a couple different things.
Oh yeah. Because Wisconsin, the season is a different time. The soccer is in spring.
Yep. Yeah. So that's kind of an interesting thing where I never even played any of my Gitche Gumi teammates because my high school side would never play Minnesota.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just like a quirky, interesting thing that I had to decide upon. But I went with Gitche and I'm super happy with my decision because I think it furthered my game, expanded my connections and things like that. So we were driving down to the cities a lot, playing good teams down in the cities, but think it was more beneficial for me than going the high school route.
Yeah. Well, I never thought about that because most sports are in the same season. So it is a thing where your local high school rivals in Superior would be like, including Wisconsin teams would be like, Ashland and then also like Proctor and Hermantown. And like when you played basketball, I'm sure you were used to like playing them. Right. So
Totally different ball game.
Yeah. Cause that's it's a fun thing. Cause there's not enough good schools near Superior to make it, it's nice to be able to play the other schools. So that's unique. Right. You must've drove a lot for high school soccer must be crazy to drive for them.
Yeah. I played my freshman year. I doubled, I did both, but that wasn't working out. And
they let you do both.
I don't know. It's so far in the past now that
you put a wig on.
Disguise.
I'm Skya Wilson.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Well, you mentioned playing softball in high school. You played basketball for a year, right? At UWS, you played both.
Yeah, I did.
You can't get enough, Naya. But I'm guessing you found out that was just like what was the reason? Just a little too much. You're like, I just want to focus on soccer.
Yeah, I think. For me, the collegiate game was a lot different than the high school game, as far as like, I don't know. I felt like my play style didn't really fit into the UWS play style. And at that point I was like, I might as well hone in on soccer and really put my all on it and stuff like that. So it was a good experience to play basketball and be a two sport athlete. But at the end of the day, soccer's always been the favorite and always wanted to really hone in. So had the opportunity to do that. So
You didn't like that 5-hour bus ride out to Morris in the Prairie for that?
Yeah, having to make that twice in a year, that's crazy. Absolutely not.
It's tough.
Once a year.
All my friends visiting me in Morris would always call halfway. They're like, are we going the right way? And I was like, you're good, man. Just keep going on whatever. Aaron, we talked about it a couple of times, like the different talent pools you're pulling from. Obviously, you have tryouts. So, I mean, I don't know what type of concrete goals you're making in terms of like the team and its success, but obviously summer leagues are kind of about different types of goals and different parameters for like what people constitute success. What are your goals like for yourself and for the team in terms of what you want to see from Superior City this summer?
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things for me, whether it's Northland, whether it's club teams I've coached, and now, of course, Superior City, is number one, I want to have fun. I want to enjoy what we're doing. If we're not enjoying it, what's the point? We're all getting together because we love the sport of soccer and we want to compete at a high level and win games. But we can enjoy doing that at the same time. I definitely like to throw in some fun games, some fun activities, different things like that. I want us to enjoy it. So that's number one. Like, I want to have fun. That's one of the biggest things for me. I want to have fun. And number two is I want to win. They were third last year. I want to be second, first. You know, I want to win every single game that I play, even if we're playing cards, right? And that's the expectation of the team for this summer is have fun and, you know, let's compete to win. We want to win every single game. I don't care how good a team might be. I'm not worried about that. You know, no matter how good a team is or how bad a team is, we need to go out there and compete the way that we're going to and have a lot of fun doing it. And so that's kind of my thing for this summer.
Right on. Naya, how about you in terms of, you know, you're both on the team as a player for yourself. And then also I know you have a lot of connections to different people on the team. You're wrapping up your college years. What's your mindset and goals for what you want to get out of this summer and for you personally and for the team?
Yeah, well, I think Aaron said it perfectly. So that's perfect that he's our head coach.
Look at this.
I agree.
Good answer, Naya. No.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I think the fun aspect is definitely very important. And I'm a strong believer that winning is fun also. So they're very intertwined to me.
Yeah.
I think if you just play within yourself and play your 100%, the winning will come. That's something we talk a lot about at UWS is if we go out there and give our 100% and it isn't enough, that's still okay because we're playing within ourselves. We're doing all we can. But at the end of the day, I think winning is fun. And I think if the chips fall, maybe not in our favor sometimes, as long as we're out there giving it our 100, then that's perfect too.
All right, right on. Well, yeah, what synergy with the Spear City team. I love that. But now the quick ending segment we have to do, I'm going to indulge. We're going to do a little Twin Ports talk. I need to get some insight as to how Aaron and Naya spend their times in the region. We started off easy. I mean, I made a joke about a certain local restaurant before air. I don't need to mention it now to Aaron. That's maybe overrated. What's your favorite restaurant? Aaron, you can include, it can be both Duluth, Superior, the area, all the way. I'll give you over to Ashland too, since you're spending time. There are some nice spots in Ashland. Yep. Naya, do you want to go first? What's your favorite spot to eat?
Aaron,
you can go
first.
Both sides of the bridge if you want to, if you want to give, you know.
That's a tough one. There is a lot of good food.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of good food. Let's see here. If you got one, Naya, let it go.
I think my favorite restaurant in the area is probably Vabene. It's an Italian
sure.
restaurant. Yeah.
That's
a really good one. Obviously, that's not one I go to like very often, but that's like
a little
birthday
yeah.
occasion. Yeah, things like that.
I used to live like six blocks from Vabene. It's very pretty. It's kind of like a slightly upscale, like a middle scale of like a nice pasta place. A lot of people going on little dates there. It's fun to be there and like kind of just hear the, you know, people. Yeah. But it's, you can see, look out on the lake too. Aaron, how about you?
You know, two places I like to go a lot. I like burgers a lot. And so, you know, Anchor, Gronk's, Crooked Pint in Duluth, I think has some really good Juicy Lucy's. You know, those are areas that I tend to go to quite often.
Yeah.
There's an insane amount of good food options in Duluth.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give it the one I'm definitely going to when I go up this weekend is Northern Waters. Cause I love just to be able to get both sandwiches, but also like some smoked fish and stuff or whatever they have. And then Superior, I'll say, I mean, the Anchor is amazing and Thirsty Pagan is really sick. That's
a pizza
spot, good pizza, good beer. So love that over there. Ashland has a good, what is it? South Shore Brewery.
South Shore,
So they have a shout out to Ashland. I remember going there too. That's a cool brewery. what's your favorite lake spot? It could be like a different lake in the area that you go to that isn't the big lake, but also like if you're going to Lake Superior, or if you want to find a spot, where's your spot?
Oof, that's you know, there's a spot in Ashland, but I'm not going to tell you because then
this is the thing.
If it won't be secluded anymore.
This is the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when I was in Superior, I really did like going to, you know, the Wisconsin Point.
Mm-hmm.
Less people, you know, it's not quite, you know, as busy at times. So I think for me, that was always nicer than going to the Duluth side. Because usually the Duluth side, I mean, you're on a hot day, there's everyone's there, right? Yeah. The Wisconsin Point was a little bit more, you know, you could be the only people out there, right? You and your group. So that's kind of where I like to go for a beach kind of setting. So,
How about you, Naya?
For me, I think, because I grew up in Superior, so I've been here my whole life. I think my favorite lake is probably Lake Nabegaman. I have friends who have cabins on there, so that's fun because you can go like tubing and stuff like that. But also, I go fishing with my grandpa sometimes on the big lake, so also it's fun to go out with him. So, both are great.
I've never been out on the big lake except for on big boats, like the tour. I've never been on a regular boat out on the big lake, and I would. Yeah, it's a different thing. Although people get freaked out. A lot of the time it's just calm, you know, like unless you're getting out.
Yeah. But,
you know, it's not crazy. You just pick your spots. Yeah, I used to live right up on by Leif Erikson Park, and it actually like people just wouldn't go down to like that much there if it was the right time. That was cool. Give me a reason. Both of you guys, I mentioned Duluth a lot, but of course, this team is in Superior. Both of you played in Superior. What's a reason Superior is better than Duluth? Naya, do you want to go first?
You got it, Aaron. You first. Let me think.
You know, for me, it's very biased. I really enjoyed yes, you're right next to Duluth, right? Duluth is that bigger city. Mm-hmm. I think for me, it was, you know, the quietness more. Mm-hmm. You know, and Superior that I liked, but you still had everything that you want. You know, I didn't need to go to Duluth very often if I didn't, you know, want to. Usually I went to Duluth because I wanted to more than I needed to. Mm-hmm. So I think Superior, you know, without having all the traffic and everything like that, right? So I think Superior, the quietness of it versus Duluth was something I always enjoyed a little bit more. And I did live in Duluth for about a year. And I did like it, but I do think the smaller side was definitely nicer from that perspective.
How about you, Naya?
Yeah, I guess I'll echo that and add on a little bit. I guess for me, yeah, I would say it's nice to be able to go over the bridge and do all the things in Duluth that they offer that we don't. But also at the end of the day, it's nice to be in a neighborhood that's quiet. And then for me, my tiny Chevy Cruze would not fare well on those hills. So
no, it wouldn't, Naya. I had one, and I had to park blocks. I didn't even live far up the hill, but I lived up like one block from Superior Street, and I'd have to park five blocks. People were like, "Yeah, I would. I feel you. That's why you got to live close to work. I can always walk in the snow."
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. It's also, I'll give Superior this too. It's definitely like, it's more affordable. You can find a place to rent over in Spirit a lot easier than Duluth, but love it. So talk about, you had different rivalries in soccer than in softball, Naya, but so you could include maybe if there was a club soccer team you wanted to beat, but I was just curious what high school was your biggest rival, like, and maybe it was outside of soccer because you didn't get to play all the same, you didn't get to play high school, but what you remember a rival you most want to beat.
Thinking back to high school, I think the biggest rival for us was always Northwestern. So they're located in Poplar, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So I think maybe it's a proximity thing where that's the closest team to us and we grew up playing them and stuff like that. They didn't have a soccer team or anything like that. So it's more basketball, softball oriented. Mm-hmm. But I think it's kind of fun to play people you know because we grew up and we got to know them because it's, what, a 20-minute drive and small towns, both of us. So you get to know the people and I don't know. It's kind of fun. It's like Scholastica now. Like we know a bunch of them. So it makes it extra fun because you're playing people, you know, so.
Well, and I was going to ask, who do you most want to beat in college? But I would guess it'd be Scholastica.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose Scholastica is always a good one. It's a good rivalry.
Or some tourney revenge. If you make it back to the tournament, that would be good.
Yeah, the first round of the tournament, whoever we pull, that's who I want to beat.
Yeah, fair enough. That's a good goal. Shout out to, yeah, Coach. She's got her goals set. Aaron, how about, so I want to ask, we didn't talk a lot about Cloquet. Shout out to Cloquet, maybe one of the best mascots in high school sports, because it's just a dude's face with a, it's a lumberjack's face. Yep. And so it's very funny to see. But you coach at Cloquet. And I wonder, like, when you were coaching there, it was a short time, like, who did you most want to beat? Was it just, like, Marshall, because they're the rich kids on the hill?
I think for me, and it was one season, right, was Hermantown.
Yeah.
And it was because they and I was the head JV coach, and so we had lost to Hermantown or tied Hermantown. I don't quite remember. And it just bugged me. It bugged me a lot. And so that was one team, and we saw them again, you know, it gave us some fuel to beat the other teams. But then when we got back to them, that was kind of the one team, like, we need to beat them, you know, for whatever reason, you know, I didn't live in the area. There's no other reason than that. But that was probably the one team for me. And I was like, I think really like to beat them.
I think that's a pretty good one. I think, like, high school hockey and stuff would be brutal, because the Cloquet folks love coming to Duluth because they're, like, the country kids. And they're, like, when they'd play Duluth East and stuff, they'd be, like, these are the rich kids from the east side of Duluth. So it was – I always loved that, being a local sports fan. What's your favorite place – like, of all the places you've played games, Naya, where's your favorite place that you've played a soccer game?
I guess I do really like playing at Northland. I kind of like the more enclosed. They have kind of like a more of an enclosure with like some stone stuff like that. So I also like playing at Augsburg, because that's, they call it the cage.
Yeah.
It's closed in. The Rock Bowl, we played Loris one year in the tournament. I really like that. That was like a high level stadium.
Is that a football stadium, or do they have a soccer one?
I think it was a dual stadium. It was soccer and football. But I think for me, I don't know why it is, but I do like the enclosed stadium.
Yeah. So. Northland's very pretty campus. It's super like, and pretty. So I definitely get that. I've been there a few times, and it is a pretty, you get why, if you got students to visit there, it would probably help a lot, because at the right time of year, I'd say too. But yeah, we all love it.
Depends if they like snow, right?
It's we're used to it, man. The have them visit this year, they'd never know. But for you, Aaron, of all the places like you played, or then now of coach too, I wonder, where's your favorite place you've played, or like stadium that you've coached in?
You know, even when I was a player, we got to Northland. When we came in with the bus and pulled up to the stadium, I was amazed. Even as a player, I was like, this place is incredible. I will say Northland's got to be up there for me. And has been since I was a player. You know, for me, St. Thomas, going down there for the national tournament, and we played them in non-conference. I really enjoyed kind of their setup, especially with their field. Those are probably the two that I like the most. But, you know, and take my bias out of it, I do think Northland is up there for the region for sure.
It's pretty. It's a pretty one. And it's, yeah, and it's dedicated too, because there's no football. It's not like sharing, you know, with which most of the fields you all play on are soccer fields. But yeah, it makes a difference. That's awesome. Well, we're looking forward to this Sunday tryouts with Superior City FC. Follow Equal Time on social for some content. Looking forward to see it. I want to encourage you to stay in touch with Superior City FC on YouTube, Insta, Twitter. Is there like TikTok going? I don't have TikTok. Is there other stuff going on I should know about?
Not yet, but
I'm guessing if the players could probably do some of that content creation. Stay tuned, because once we have all these summer league schedules, we will do a breakdown of how and where to watch all these teams. And I want to remind everyone, you can find all of our Equal Time soccer shows archived on YouTube. Thank you for your support, and thank you so much to Naya and Aaron for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.